The 13th of August 2022. My name is Priscilla and this is Podka episode number 86. Our topic today is, nice to have you along, buddy.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay. Let's get to it.
The phrase buddying up with someone is another way of saying two people are paired off, or trying to be friends. Buddy is sometimes combined with another word to indicate the type of activity the two people are doing together, such as hiking partners or bowling partners. A buddy may also be a working partner, or one you are paired up with, as for a school project, or in the context of a buddy system, which is pairing people up for safety. The buddy system can also be used for personal development. For instance, if you are learning a new language, you may want to be paired up with someone more fluent than you. A buddy can offer encouragement, direction, and companionship, helping the new hire to feel more comfortable and connected. Onboarding buddies are an excellent way to enhance your onboarding programs. New employees may feel lost in the early weeks or months of employment, and buddies can help them find their way. Not everyone is the right fit for being a buddy, and that is fine. Just be sure the group you choose is ready and able to support a new hire. Just be sure to pair your buddies and the new employee with personalities that complement one another. Let your buddies make their own judgments about what works best for them and their new partner in crime. No matter what, always be open to feedback and ready to make adjustments to ensure that each person gets the most out of your buddy system. It really helps to have at least one other peer, or friend, willing to say no, too. It is nice to have friends who share your values, and will support you when you are reluctant to do something. You may look up to a friend who has always been a great sport, and you try to become more like them. By now, you probably have one or several people in your life that you feel could be great friends. If you have someone in your life that you think might be a great friend, but are not sure, go ahead and do step number two. For building your social life, a big step is taking the initiative and trying to set up plans with your potential friends, rather than waiting and hoping that they invite you out first. Once you have been hanging out with someone a few times, and a new friendship feels more established, I think most people are fine making additional invites. If one person still cannot make it, they are politely dismissing you, or have shown that they have got too much going on to make time for a new friend, or for someone they are closer with. Someone might enjoy talking with you at work or a big social gathering, but simply does not feel like you share enough things in common to be tight, one-on-one buddies. They might feel this way too, and they know that if you do not talk as much with each other as you would think, then they might want to talk with another of your friends. You will want to avoid the temptation to vent about your feelings, even if your platonic friends are complaining to you about the partner. If you bury your feelings instead, you may end up with envy and resentment when your friend dates someone else. Do not get into a snivel if your partner seems jealous, or does not want to have your time together. You may be disappointed. It is not uncommon to have romantic feelings toward a friend, especially if you spend lots of time together. Friendship with an inherent motive becoming friends with someone in the hopes of eventually dating them is not platonic friendship. If you begin to get the inkle that your friends may be feeling romantic feelings toward you, asking them directly may make them more comfortable with openness. The following example is of two TV characters getting along with each other, friendly. Some friends are rocks and backbones that we can turn to when we need emotional support. It would have been tougher to have been cut off from so many more friends, but I would be dead if I had to go through life without Buddy. You were there for me all the time, and I am here for you forever, no matter what. From being your partner in crime, to offering your shoulders after your heartbreaking breakup. There are friends who have the ability to make our lives easier. In the brand new Buddy Adventure feature, your friends will stand beside you during Pokemon Goss quests, as they have done so previously. You will learn the emotions of your buddy's Pokemon while increasing their buddy levels playing games together, feeding treats to the buddy, and fighting and exploring together. Your buddy will also bring you souvenirs, which you can
track in the buddy profile. You can even gift a quick treat to your buddy right from your new buddy profile page. Your buddy can also bring you items to assist with your Pokemon Go journey. Pokemon that you are best friends with can receive CP boosts during battle, provided that they are still assigned to be your buddy Pokemon. With our algorithms, buddies can be assigned the perfect new hire automatically. The key to a successful buddy-student relationship is finding one who works well with you. It may be tempting to pick someone who is more social and lively, but keep in mind that study partners should possess other qualities, like good communication and listening skills. The exception, when inviting someone out more frequently, although rarely accepted, is if you are on good terms with a committed acquaintance, and you are telling him or her about the group's hangout.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Priscilla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.